guys, welcome back to Real Bearded News with Miriam and me, Sean. It's been a couple of weeks. More than a couple of weeks. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. It's been a fun break. We took a little break. Yeah. Not on purpose. Actually, on purpose, but on accident.
Yeah. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, definitely, for both of us. We're excited to be back. It's fun to be back. It does look a little bit different if you're watching on video. It might sound a little different if you are listening on audio as well. We've changed up a little bit of things. Just for the time being, it's not going to be like a long-term thing, but yeah.
I hope it's not a long-term thing. I miss you so much.
Yeah, me neither. I don't want it to be a long-term thing. Me too.
So Miriam has moved back home to South Carolina.
Which, good old South Carolina.
There's nothing good about South Carolina. That's why you moved out. Okay. JK. South Carolina is pretty cool, I guess, sometimes. But
yeah. It's home for me. I'm just taking a little bit of a break from where I was living before. And I'm working at a new job, which is fun. Just like for the time being, it's a pretty temporary thing. Because before, Sharon and I were living literally like 20 minutes from each other. Now we're across the country, which is crazy. So,
which is so sad. So sad. And then
yeah.
I started working for a law firm. So it kind of got in the way of a lot of things of my free time of being able to watch movies. But I have watched some really cool ones recently. So I'm excited to talk about those. We still have to release Talk to Me. That is in the process, I promise. I don't think I told you this, but I had this weird thing happen actually with one of my hard drives. The hard drive where our podcast is set up to just shit the bed. And I'm pretty sure the Talk to Me episode was on that hard drive.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Did Talk to Me and Oppenheimer on the same one, didn't we?
We did. We did. And it had a really cool, like, I had a really cool graphic going for it and everything. I just don't know what happened per se. And so it totally blows, but I'm going to try to recover as much as possible. I don't think I can, but I'm hoping that it wasn't in there because I tend to be messy with my drives. So I tend to like save everything everywhere. Because if it wasn't, then we're freaking fine. But if it was, then it's going to be sad. But old episodes, yeah. If we ever had to like upload new things, not happening. It's like,
yeah. If
it gets lost in the ether, it got lost in the ether. But yeah.
I guess it was never meant to be.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But how is home for you?
It's been pretty good. It's fun to be home. I'm here with my family, so that's really fun. I am working a job that, it's a lot of nights, which is fun. You get paid really well. I also have been watching quite a few movies. I watched Blinded by the Light last night, which was really good. Have you seen that one?
No. What's that one about?
It's like a memoir about a boy, who's from Pakistan, but is living in Britain. And he finds, and this is in the 80s, he finds Bruce Springsteen music and totally falls in love with Bruce Springsteen. It totally, like, changes his life and everything. And it helps him kind of become like a man from being a boy. He's, like, 16, 17 in the movie and stuff. But it's a really great movie. I really enjoyed it. So I really highly recommend that one.
I'll put it on the list.
Yeah. It's really good. I'm trying to think about what I've watched also recently. My dad here, he's been like, we gotta watch all these movies. He's like, we gotta watch The Godfather. We gotta watch A Few Good Men. Gotta watch quite a few, but they're definitely on the list. So we're probably gonna watch those while I'm here.
Nice. Yeah. The Godfather, a bit of a snooze fest sometimes. Like, it's good, but you could fall asleep for sure. A Few Good Men, hell of a movie, really good movie.
I also just watched Memento too. which is
great movie.
It is a trip. Oh my gosh, because it goes like backwards in order and
yeah.
And it had great my mind movie. Spinning. I watched that yesterday. Yeah,
I watched that movie because of my sister when I was 14. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. But I watched it, obviously, as I got older. And great movie. There's another one, like Memento, that has like all the thieves and the cops in the same room. And they wake up with amnesia. And they can't remember who is the villain and who are the good Ooh. People. And so it just adds, like, as they start to, some of them get their memory back a little earlier than others, they start figuring things out. It's crazy because, like, some of the villains are acting like heroes because they don't remember that they are a villain. And so it's just crazy. Really good movie. I don't remember the name of it either.
Interesting.
I'll have to look it up. But yeah, no, I've watched a few movies. I've watched a couple of series as time has progressed. But yeah, no, I started watching one called The Chosen One. I started that last night actually, which is about a kid who's 12, an American kid who's 12, that he might just be the reincarnated version of Christ.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's crazy. I'm excited for The Nun 2. I don't know why. I hated the first Nun. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I feel like this is going to be shame on me. But I'm excited. It comes out September 8th. Excited to watch that. I did buy The Blackening on Blu-ray. And I was so excited. So excited to buy it. I was actually hoping that they had like more of a like a special edition so I could buy it. They didn't. They just had like a standard boring box, and I did buy the special edition of Black Panther 2, which came with a little pin, which that was cool. I was excited for that.
Cool, that's awesome.
Yeah, but hopefully for everybody, because we don't want to bore you with our lives. We didn't get you in here to talk about our lives, or we did. I don't know. Hopefully, we keep the same schedule where every Monday we release a new podcast episode, depending on when we're able to get together. We still want to do it weekly, if I'm not mistaken, Miriam, right?
Yeah, totally.
And so we just wanted to get on here and just tell you guys that we miss talking to all of you and we miss talking to each other.
Yeah.
And we hope that we're able to continue telling you what you should be watching, what you should be avoiding. But yeah, we didn't quit. We haven't quit yet. We just had to take a little break. Miriam is in the process of watching Insidious. I'm in the process of mustering the will to watch Barbie. It will happen. Both of those things will happen. Because
yes.
Barbie is a little insidious, and so we have to put them together. So, is there anything you want them to know before we go?
I think you nailed it on the head. We miss talking to you guys. We miss talking to each other. So it's going to be fun to be back.
And don't judge us because we're going to be doing webcams with each other. We'll try to make it as pretty as possible. And if we can't, then too bad. Deal with it. You're going to love it anyway. Our content's going to be great. You're going to be great because you're great.
Yeah. You're great.
Oh, thank you. But
I was talking to them, not you.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you guys are great. But now, in the event that we don't get to see you, but you do listen to us, we will be telling you what you should be watching, what you should be avoiding. Don't forget, keep reading those comic books. Keep watching anime. Except for maybe... No, actually, especially that One Piece live action that just came out on Netflix. I hear that it's pretty good. I'm probably going to watch it. It won't have a conclusion, but and I'm pretty sure it's going to get canceled eventually. But above it all, guys, stay nerdy.